The tipping point. The soul is healed by being with children. Fyodor Dostoevsky. Wallowa Lake State Park in Oregon and its surrounding area has been well referred to as the Little Switzerland of America. Wild, rugged mountains rise to almost 10,000 feet, and in between them are hidden innumerable valleys full of streams, hiking trails, and high-elevation meadows overflowing with sprays of wildflowers. Wallowa Lake is the gateway into the Eagle Cap Wilderness Area and Hell's Canyon National Recreation Area, which sports the deepest gorge in North America. Carved out over centuries by the Snake River, it reaches a couple miles top to bottom in places and 10 miles at times from rim to rim. 75% of the recreation area is roadless, with more than 900 miles of hiking trails. Once the domain of the prevailing Nez Perce tribe, the remnants of their presence are scattered throughout this wilderness, as well as those of white settlers traveling through on their way to the west. The nearby town of Joseph was named for a powerful tribal chief whose Indian name meant thunder rolling down the mountain. This area is home to an abundance of flora and wildlife, including elk, bear, deer, and mountain goat. The presence of rattlers, especially as you get closer to the Snake River, is reason enough to hike cautiously, should you decide to venture off-trail. Wallowa Lake itself is 5 miles long and 1 mile wide, formed, some say, by glaciers 9 million years ago. It now sits about a mile from the town of Joseph, at an elevation of 4,400 feet. The water, though catch-your-breath cold most of the year, is comfortable enough by the end of summer for a leisurely swim, at least close into shore. Sacagawea, at almost 10,000 feet, looks down on this blue jewel from her snow-capped and timbered heights. Mac and the kids fill the next 3 days with fun and leisure. Missy, seemingly satisfied with her daddy's answers, never again raised the issue of the princess, even when one of their day hikes took them by some precipitous cliffs. They spent a few hours traveling the lakeshore on paddle boats, tried their best to win a prize at miniature golf, and even went horseback trail riding. After a morning trip to the historic Wade Ranch that sits about halfway between Joseph and Enterprise, they spent the afternoon...